Ask Alex, your chance to be on the Joe and Alex Show and have your question answered. All you have to do is give us a call, 317-239-1009. Also, social media is a good way to do that. On Twitter and Instagram, it's at Joe and Alex Show. You follow us, send us a DM, and also, we still rock the Gmail, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. Deb, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and what is your question for Ask Alex?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
What happened to you yesterday?
Well, okay. So I'm a hiring manager in Greenwood. And yesterday, I had a woman show up to the interview dressed as a piece of cheese for Halloween.
A piece of cheese?
Yeah, like, like a giant, you know, cube of cheese. And, you know, I mean, it was really cute, very cute costume. But I'm wondering if that's, you know, maybe strange to dress up a... you know, to a job interview and show up like that.
Well, I mean, how did the interview go otherwise?
Well, okay. So she also made a bunch of cheese jokes.
What are cheese jokes?
She's being really cheesy.
Yeah. So at one point, you know, I asked her if, you know, she's good at handling, you know, a bunch of projects at the same time. And she said... she's stretchable like mozzarella. Which, I mean, and I mean, I wanted to laugh, but she said it with like a stone cold face.
What if she? What if she wears that cheese costume all the time? It wasn't just for Halloween.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
I don't know. I mean, and she also at some point during our conversation, she said, "You know, she's very sharp." You know, get it? Like,
oh, sharp cheddar.
Like very sharp cheddar, yeah. And, you know, she's very qualified for the position. I mean, overqualified, honestly. And I just don't know, though, if that's appropriate, you know? Like, and if she should get the job.
All right. 317-239-1009. If you can call in here and help Deb out, that'd be really good. Producer Porkchop.
Well, no offense, Deb, but I feel like you shouldn't have scheduled an interview on a holiday.
I mean, I have before. I don't know.
You think that it's Deb's fault that she can't expect people not to wear a costume to a job interview if it's Halloween?
Exactly. You know, I would hire this lady just for going in on a holiday.
Well, all right, calm down. Halloween's not like you're coming on a New Year's or the 4th of July or Christmas. Let's not give her a gold star. 317-239-1009. Couple of questions. Should Deb hire this person after this kind of weird, cheesy, strange interview? Also, if you're like Deb and you hire people, have you had any weird or awkward encounters? I mean, let me ask you this, Deb, something to think about. Do you think she'd be a good a hire?
I mean,
sorry,
that joke
sucked. Let me try it again. Deb, do you think she'd be a Gouda hire?
But I'm... See, I cannot.
See, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, she would. It's just that's not... You know, I've had a lot of strange interviews, but not like this. I mean, I've had people, you know, show up late and have weird excuses, but never to this caliber.
Yeah, that's really hard to, like... Is it inappropriate on Halloween to go to a job interview in a costume? Or should it be excusable? Because part of me, because I'm a weirdo, thinks it's freaking hilarious. I mean, for radio, I'd hire that person on the spot. For a serious office job, I guess maybe not.
I mean, it is Halloween, though. It's a tough one. 317-239-1009. Let's go to Lexi on the Joe and Alex Show. And what were you going to say, Lexi? What do you think?
Honestly, I would hire her. I mean... coming to a job interview with a Halloween costume dressed as cheese, not only does that show that she has a sense of humor, but it also shows that she's confident enough in her skill set that, you know, she can come as a big piece of cheese but still show that she has what it takes to get the job done. I say hire her. She seems awesome to work with.
Wow.
All right, I got the seal of approval right there. That was pretty quick.
That's interesting and like an interesting way to look at it. I mean, yeah, she'd probably be good for office morale, I guess, if she is a goofy person. But is she too goofy to get her work done seriously?
Let's go to Austin this morning on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, Austin? What do you think?
Hey, I wanted to say that I would hire her because if you think about it, she had a lot of creativity in those answers, and she was able to come back with those answers pretty quickly, I assume. So that shows creativity.
I am shocked that you guys are all saying to hire her.
Well, yeah, I mean, she had really great creativity in her answers.
I mean,
and a sense of humor at that.
Wow. Hey, thank you for calling in, Austin. We appreciate it.
I think there are two extremely important questions that no one has brought up.
What?
One, what kind of cheese she was. That would make or break if I'm going to hire someone. Two, if you're provolone, get the hell out of my face. No, I'm not hiring you.
Wait a minute. You could have asked, I mean, does she work well in group settings and provolone?
No. And also, did she cut the cheese? In the interview.
Hold
also,
on. I want to find out. Let's find out about that next. Deb, can you hang on? We got more people calling.
Liv asked a good question, which we left off on. Did she cut the cheese during the interview, though?
Yeah, did she actually cut some cheese, Deb?
No.
That okay.
Well, there you go.
That would have sealed the deal right there.
Now, if that's a pro or a con, that's up to you.
Yeah, like Liv, the web girl, cuts the cheese here. That's a con.
Aaron says, I would call her in for a second interview just to see if this is her all the time or just her because of Halloween.
Okay.
And then Laura Garrett says, hell to the no. Absolutely do not hire her.
That's the first person that's kind of advised against that.
And then Destiny said, I think for a job interview, you should come dress appropriately for the job no matter the holiday. It might be creative to wear a costume, but not appropriate only unless you're interviewing for a job at Spirit Halloween.
All right, well, actually, I don't know if you can say, Deb, but does this job, bringing a reference to what Liv the Web Girl has said, does this job have anything to do with dairy or cheese? Because that would make sense. That's the job.
Yeah, no. Is it a farm?
No.
Okay, no. It's not that.
Not in the slightest.
Got
so,
it.
All right,
no.
Derek's on the Joe and Alex show, and you say hire her. Why?
Well, the lady said that she was overqualified for the position. There's no real such thing as overqualified. To me, that sounds like maybe you might be intimidated on her taking your job.
Deb, are you intimidated?
No, but she definitely had a lot of good references, you know. So for the position that I am hiring for, it is overqualified, so...
All right, Derek, that's a good point right there.
Dang, he just came out with that. Whoa!
Yeah, no kidding. Thank you, my man. Let's talk to Raina. You're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hi, I say no because I wouldn't trust that she would be serious enough to do the job, and it would drive me crazy to always be joking around.
Really? So do you have a very serious job?
I mean, when I'm working, I'm serious, and we play and have fun, but I couldn't handle that. Is she going to make those kind of jokes every single time you try to talk to her about something?
Do you think that she is going to only make jokes about cheese? Or do you think that she just is a jokester in general? Or are you saying, like, this girl is obsessed with cheese?
I do.
Obsessed?
Yeah, I do.
Wouldn't it be funny if, like, she's lactose intolerant, like, the whole time? Like, wait, what's going on here? All right, well, let's do a few more calls here. Ari, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and you say what would happen if she got hired?
I agree with the girl that was just on. I don't think that she would take the job very seriously. Like, even though it was on Halloween, you still need to dress appropriately. And if she just said that she has lots of awesome references, she should know better.
I am shocked by this because it is very polar. We're getting very, like, polar opposite answers from the listeners right now. Shakina on Facebook said, I would so hire her. The fact that she came in like that, so much potential. Humor. She showed that she was being different and unique, which is so hard to find. If you still question hiring her, then go for a second interview. But this person is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I like the creativity, but I don't know. I would say hire her, but what do I know? I talk for a living. I'm a big dummy. Let's take one more call real quick and try to help you out here, Deb. Bob, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you want to say?
I would call her in for a second interview. Every serious job I've ever been on, you've been at least two interviews, you know, kind of weed out and then have them come back and see if anything changes, because some people have like a script that they do at an interview, you know. And when you bring it back a second time and maybe have a different group of answers or questions, you might get them off their game a little bit and just see if it gets to the real person. Because to me, that seemed a little fake coming in with the cheese and a little unprofessional, even if it was Halloween.
Deb, would you be willing to do a second interview with this woman?
Yeah, I mean, normally I do. I don't even know, you know, if it was appropriate, you know, to even do that. But since people are... saying she shows creativity, I will give her a second chance.
All right, hold on. That's awesome. I think it's awesome. Would you be willing to maybe come on this time next week and give us an update? Or how long is it going to take to interview her? Or like a second interview?
I'll probably set it up for, yeah, sometime next week. Yeah.
Okay. Then can we have you on like this time next week and see how things go?
Yeah. I mean, I will let you know for sure how it goes.
You should do her interview on Thanksgiving and see if she comes in like a turkey.
I don't think so.
All right. That's Ask Alex on the Joe and Alex Show. We'll talk to Deb next week. That's awesome.